Teresa White, the Fort Finley FOP Lodge 20 Foundation, is with us this morning. Things starting to really come together now, I guess.
They are. We're very excited. This morning, I giggled like a schoolgirl when I got the 10-day forecast. And as of right now, everybody hold their breath.
It's I don't know if you want to say it.
Maybe.
You might jinx it.
We don't want to do that. Yeah. But we've had glorious weather.
Let's put it this way. If you look ahead at the 10-day forecast for next Tuesday, it's pretty encouraging.
It is very encouraging.
We'll just leave it at that. We don't want to say too much.
No.
Jinx it.
Can't jinx it.
But, it is, but you know as well as I do that it really doesn't matter what the weather is. People will come out for this because people always come out for this. It's one of the things that, and I often tell the story, the very first Halloween parade, when I moved to Finley, it was back in 95, and I'm thinking a Halloween parade late October at night in Northwest Ohio, and it was freezing, it was raining, and I was amazed at how many people were there. It is just, it's a community tradition.
It absolutely is. You know, the FOP Foundation was blessed to take on the parade in 2021, and I am blessed to stand on the shoulders of giants. The parade is something, it's one of Finley's oldest single day family traditions in the city. And we're just very blessed that it's a fundraiser for our foundation. All proceeds go to the Cops and Kids Champion Fund, ensuring that we have positive interaction between youth and law enforcement for years to come.
And I want to talk a little bit about that here in just a bit. Let's talk about the parade because there are some changes this year. First of all, record number, you were saying before we went on the air, record number of entrants. This is going to be a huge parade.
Well, again, we don't want to make anybody upset this early in the morning, so we're not going to say that we're changing the parade. There are no changes to the parade. We're updating it.
Updating it.
Yes, we're making some updates to the parade. We do have a record number of entries this year. We're very excited. We still have a goal of keeping the parade to under 90 minutes, which it has been the last 2 years. We have a couple of updates, though. One of the things that came back in our surveys was that our parade participants, who work so hard on their parade entries, didn't know who was judging or from where they were judging or when that was happening. So our good friends at State Bank stepped in, and in partnership with KT Rental, we've developed State Bank Judges Square, which will be at the intersection of Main and Baldwin.
Okay.
We will have five esteemed judges on an elevated platform eating a fabulous dinner catered by Lisa at the Baker's Cafe.
Can't beat that.
Absolutely not. I hope she brings brownies. I'm very excited. And they'll be judging floats from there. And KT Rental is going to light up the intersection so that we can make sure that they can see everything that's going on. And from what I understand, yours truly will be broadcasting live from there. We're very excited about that.
Yep, that's where we'll be, which is going to be kind of nice. One of the things that we got from our feedback of the live stream, because we also live stream it on our Facebook page, was that where we were before was a little more dimly lit. It was kind of hard to see. So that will make it a little bit easier for folks to see in the live stream, too. So
absolutely. And our friends at Dean Sound are going to help those that are nearby Judges Square be able to hear the live broadcast. And we have quite
Absolutely.
We have quite a script written for you with all of the details. So we'll be able to MC the parade this year. We're very excited about it.
And then the other update that people need to know about has to do with the candy, because, again, that's a big part of the parade. And I know a lot of folks, particularly young people, go down for the candy and doing that a little bit differently this year.
So candy is actually being done exactly the same way that it always has been. We are just naming it this year.
Okay.
Our friends at South Branch Solar have graciously agreed to lend their name to the Candy Drop Zone.
Okay.
This is an event put on by an organization of law enforcement officers for the benefit of children. So safety has to be paramount.
Right.
So we do not have the volunteers to police parade goers in the staging areas and before the parade begins. So we have to very strictly limit where candy is distributed. So it will not be distributed in the staging areas this year.
Okay.
So no candy will be distributed on Lake Cascades or south of Lake Cascades on South Main Street.
So in the past, you actually had folks who were going through the staging areas then collecting candy, and that won't be able to do that this
year. That will not be happening. We can't have folks lining up in the intersection either. We've got giant tanker trucks that need to make that turn onto South Main Street.
Okay.
And we have to be as safe as possible. So the parade route is the entire candy drop zone, which is from Lake Cascades all the way north on South Main Street, all the way to Lima Avenue.
Okay. So that's the place to be. Everything. Give us the details now. This is a week from tomorrow.
It is.
So it is Tuesday, the
24th.
The 24th.
Yep.
Begins
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Parade stops out. Steps off at 7 p.m. at the intersection of Lake Cascades and South Main Street, marches northbound all the way to Lima Avenue at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 24th.
Okay. And so it's, as always, going to be a lot of fun. Like we said, a huge turnout in terms of the number of floats, the number of businesses and organizations that are participating, which is always fun to see. And the proceeds, this, again, we were talking before we went on the air, this will provide about one-third of the funding for what it is that you do year-round, right?
Absolutely. So all proceeds go to the Fort Finley FOP Lodge 20 Foundation's Cops and Kids Champion Fund. We have four different programs that we fund year-round. Our marquee program is Cops and Kids Go Shopping, and that's coming up in December. And that's where we work with the local schools to identify kids who could use a positive interaction with law enforcement or maybe need a little extra help at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we give them $200 and their own private policeman to go shopping and have a fabulous morning.
Yeah.
So that is our marquee program. That's coming up soon. And the parade funds that. And it also funds our three other programs.
And real briefly, talk a little bit about some of those other things that you do, because again, the Cops and Kids Go Shopping is kind of the marquee event everybody knows about, and we see the pictures from that, and maybe folks have seen the cops and the kids out shopping in the past, and it is really cool. But what are some of the other things that you do throughout the year?
So
it's more than just that.
It is more than just that. So we have Cops and Kids Get Involved, and that's kind of like our umbrella program. Any one of our members that we have that wants to get involved with any sort of cause that has to do with children, say, for example, getting involved with 4-H or maybe coaching a softball team. We've done a kickball game with the kids at the Y a time or two. Different things like that. We want to make sure that money is no barrier for that. So we want to be able to step in, and anytime our cops want to get involved, that would be Cops and Kids Get Involved. Mm-hmm. We also have Cops and Kids Get Creative, which is a lot of fun. We have partnerships with local businesses where the police officers and our members, they create art with the kids. And it's just a great way to have a positive interaction with the children. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
And soon we will be having Cops and Kids Go to College, which is a scholarship in the name of Officer Doug Akers, who we lost in 2018. And on the other end of that, we have Cops and Kids Go Back to School. This, honestly, even though Cops and Kids Go Shopping is quite amazing, Cops and Kids Go Back to School is my favorite program. It is our only program that we have that is for members only. And member support is crucial. We have to make sure that we keep our officers mentally healthy, and we have to keep their families strong. And we provide a picnic to the kids and the families right before school starts every year. Nice private location. We get everybody together. We feed them as much as they can possibly handle, provide the kids with all the school supplies that they need for a successful school year.
Very cool.
Also do back to school haircuts, massages, swimming. Yeah. And we provide mental health resources that are law enforcement centered, so that anybody in the family, if anybody in the family is needing it, they know exactly where to go.
Seems like the least we can do for those families that dedicate their lives keeping us safe in the community.